Each week during the hockey season, Buffalo Sabres beat reporter Bill Hoppe joins us for Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
And I'd like to personally thank Eileen Buckley, who filled in for me for the past several weeks. Bill, we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon, so we won't be able to break down last night's game against Toronto. So let's look back at the past week. That was a week that included two games against the Sabres' competition for last place, the Arizona Coyotes. The Sabres won one of those games, lost the other in overtime.
Yeah, Monday's game in Phoenix was one of their best games this season. It was just start to finish, strong effort, and you can count how many of those they've had this season probably on one hand. There just haven't been many games like that where they're clearly the better team, where they're always in control, where they score 3-4 goals, and it was a very nice win. And coming off of what happened Thursday here with the Sabres fans cheering against them, I think those guys really savored that win.
Well, let's get into that a little bit. This phenomenon of some Sabres fans cheering on the opposition has gotten a lot of attention nationally even. What have the players had to say about this?
Well, most of them have said basically nothing. The only guy who would say anything was Mike Weber, and he was clearly very, very upset by it. He brought it up to myself and another reporter when we were just talking to him. We didn't even ask him about it, and he went on and on about it. And he's a guy who... he's a heart and soul passionate guy who's been with the Sabres a long, long time, seen a lot of things, played through a lot of injuries even this year, and I think that really, really hurt him. Other guys, they wouldn't acknowledge it. Brian Gionta wouldn't touch it. Matt Hackett wouldn't touch it. And some of the other guys, Cody Hodgson. But, I mean, they can say they didn't hear, but obviously they heard.
So, of course, many Sabres fans want the team to finish last. Let's remind our listeners what this is all about, what's at stake in this race to the bottom, and how it all works come draft time.
Well, if you finish 30th in the draft lottery, you're guaranteed the first or second pick. So if the Sabres finish last, they would be guaranteed either Connor McDavid or Jack Eichel. But if they finish second, there's no guarantees, so they could slide down a little bit. So that's why people are so worried these days.
GM Tim Murray made some interesting comments recently, basically admitting that he was obsessed with Connor McDavid. Does that surprise you?
No, I mean, it's an interesting way to put it. He's clearly been on the road watching him all the time. He speaks glowingly of him like any GM would. And it's to the point, if you're Tim Murray, you're getting kind of close to him, and it's got to be very, very enticing and intriguing for him to think what Connor McDavid could be for this Sabres team for years and years.
Now, just a few points separate Buffalo and Arizona, and the Sabres have just 5 games left this season. What does the schedule look like down the stretch?
Well, I think the Coyotes have a tougher schedule. They play 3 playoff teams, and they play San Jose, who's fighting for their playoff life twice. And the Sabres, yes, they play Chicago and Pittsburgh, but they have a game against Toronto. They have a game against Carolina, Columbus. This isn't quite sealed up yet, in my opinion.
Bill Hoppe, thanks for your time. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar. Good to see you.